about this, and I said, well, Lord, if you give me this message, and I know I preach from around this text maybe in days gone by, but I've never taken this verse to my knowledge and just preached from this one verse that I feel the Lord's given me a thought on here. And I want you to notice where the Bible said, and Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit. Amen. And I want to talk to you about how Jesus returned and how Jesus was able to return and that the power. He left being led of the Spirit of the Lord in the wilderness, and now he came back in the power of the Spirit. Amen. And that's what we need in our churches today. It's good to have good singing. Lord knows I appreciate that. It's good to have good Sunday school teachers. Lord knows we need that. But I tell you, we need men that'll be anointed with that of the power of God. And I pray today that God might help me, that I'd not be a powerless preacher. But as we begin to read here, Jesus is a great example unto you and I to follow. Amen. And we know that he was victorious over that of death and hell. And now he's resurrected, sitting at the right hand of the Father. You Bible readers know that. He's alive. He's sitting alive forevermore. Amen. But we see here Jesus had started sometimes prior to this passage here, not long prior, just actually about 40 days prior, he had been baptized by that of John. When he came to John there to Jordan to be baptized, the Bible said that John forbade him, saying, I have need to be baptized of thee, and comest thou to me. He didn't understand that, but Jesus said it this way. He said, suffer it to be so now, for thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. Amen. And so there's some things that we ought to do, and there's people not doing things that they should, and they're not enjoying the favor of God and the blessings of God. But the Bible tells us in about 8 books of the Bible, it's better to obey than to sacrifice. And those passages are found in the Old Testament there, and they were bringing their sacrifices, but God was wanting more than that, Brother Jeff. He wanted a people that'd be obedient. Amen. And so that's the only way that we can please him, is to obey him. And so here he's done that of his Father's will. I thought oftentimes about where the Bible said he is obedient unto death, even unto the death of the cross. Amen. He failed not to do his Father's will. He came to seek and to save that which was lost. He came to preach that of his everlasting gospel. Amen. And no greater preacher than he. Amen. But as we begin to see here, after John had baptized that of Jesus, there's a voice from heaven came down and said, or a dove rather, that descended upon him as out of the Spirit as a dove. But there's a voice from heaven that said, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. Amen. And through out of his earthly life here, he was always pleasing the Father. He was always thinking of his Father's will. That's a great lesson to you and I today, to be mindful of what God would have us to do. That's what's important in life. Amen. It's what we do that he'd have us to do. But as we begin to read, the Bible said Jesus being full of the Holy Ghost. And I thought about when you're full of something, you don't have room for nothing else. Amen. And I tell you, there's people today that's trying to hold to the world and trying to hold to that of the Lord. But the Bible teaches us God is a jealous God. Amen. And I'm telling you, the Bible said Jesus' words, he taught us that we can't serve two masters. We'll either love one and hate the other, despise one and cleave to the other. It's one way or the other, amen. So he's going to be one, number one in our life, or he won't be anything. But as we begin to read, Jesus was full of the Holy Ghost. And as he returned from that of Jordan being baptized again of John, the Bible said he is led by the Spirit in the wilderness, amen. It's amazing to me how God directs that of his people, and oftentimes we don't understand that. If we're not careful, we'll question that. But I think about my older son when he come to me there in Vacation Bible School, and we was teaching that trying to the teenage class of the last church I served. And he said, Dad, I want to talk to you a minute. They had their little time of break there, and they went out to get something there that the ladies had prepared for him. And it's just me and him. And he said, Dad, I want to talk to you. I said, the Lord's called me to preach. I said, son, are you sure? He said, yes, sir, I know. I've known it for a month. And when he answered me like that, I said, there's only one thing to do then, and that's to tell that and do the Lord's will. And so they come back in the class, and he told that, and I give him an opportunity to preach. And he started out, and you that know him, he's been trying ever since to do God's will and preaching out of the gospel. But I tell you, he was led by the Spirit of the Lord, and I'm grateful for that. I didn't put that in his mind or his heart. And then 2 years later, our younger son comes along. I said, Daddy, I want you to help me pray about something. I said, I believe God has called me to preach. I don't want you to tell anybody. I don't even want you to tell mother. And I said, son, I'll help you pray. And it wasn't but a couple of weeks, he come by the house one Wednesday night after prayer meeting, and he said, Daddy, Mom, I want to tell you that I announced my calling to preach tonight. And so they were led by the Spirit of the Lord. We still believe that God calls men today. I'd have never thought my sons would have been preachers if anybody asked. It's not to say that I wouldn't have thought they'd have done a work for God, but I'll tell you, I guess coming up under a preacher, I kind of thought they heard enough preaching, but that's God's business, amen. But I'll tell you, we need to be led by the Spirit of the Lord, and Jesus was, and he was led into the wilderness. Isn't that peculiar, amen, that God would lead him? A good teaching to you and I is to follow him wherever he leads us, amen. We don't know what the outcome will be, but we know it'll be good if we're following him, amen. And sometimes it don't appear that way. I mean, I thought about old Moses over there, and how he got off over there, and he didn't want to go before Pharaoh. He didn't want to give all of his excuses for not going there. And he thought about the people wasn't following him. And he thought about many things. And so then as he comes back there, after he had delivered the message of God unto Pharaoh to let his people go, I'll tell you what, things didn't go so good after that for God's people. Amen. Brother, there's a lot of people that's got the understanding if you're following God, everything goes well. But I'm here to inform you today that's not always true. Amen. Sometimes God inform you to do something for him, and quite the contrary, things go not the way that you and I'd want it to go. Amen. I'm thinking about preachers that have took churches, and down through the years they told us about the battles they had. But I tell you, after the battle comes the victory if you'll be faithful. Amen. But here Moses returned unto the Lord there, and he said to the Lord there, said, wherefore hast thou so evilly entreated this people? And why is it that thou hast sent me? Why have you done this, Lord? Somebody said it's wrong to question God. I don't find that in the Word of God. That's the way I find you can get your answers, amen, is to ask, and you shall, he shall answer you, amen. But the Bible said here, as Moses was talking to the Lord and wanted to know, wherefore hast thou done evil and entreated this people? And why is it that thou hast sent me? What's the purpose of this, Lord? And so then the Lord, it goes on to tell him, he said, for since I came to Pharaoh to speak in thy name, he hath done evil unto this people. Neither hast thou delivered thy people at all. What are you doing, Lord? I just want to tell you that if you go back to what God told you to do, regardless of how it's going, just keep on doing it, amen. We'll reap in due season. Of Bible's head, if you faint not. I want to talk to you about Jesus going into the wilderness, amen, whereof the Bible said he was tempted of the devil, amen, being 40 days, and the Bible said he did eat nothing, and the Bible said when they were ended, he afterwards hungered. I want to tell you, if you're following the Lord, that'll satisfy you, amen. I don't see the Lord in that 40 days scrambling around, Brother Donald, trying to find something to eat, saying, what am I going to do today? I'm hungry, brother. He is following the Lord. He was led by the Spirit of the Lord, and afterwards he hungered. I thought about people's talk to me about fasting, and I said, I do believe in it, but the Scripture tells us very clearly, the Lord told us not to appear unto men to fast, but we're to wash our face, and we're to go on and not mention that. There's people today that get in front of folks and say, oh, I'm fasting. They're appearing unto men to fast. They have their reward already. Amen. But what you do in secret, he said, I'll reward thee openly. Amen. And I'm telling you, if you're fasting because God would have you to, you'd be amazed how long you can go without eating. And then when God's through and God, that time is finished, you'll be hungry. And then you can eat. Amen. But I've tried to encourage families down through the years as their loved ones are laying there and they're too sick and afflicted, not able to eat. They're worried. I'd just feel better if they could eat. I said, trust me, after you go so long, you're not hungry anymore. I told my family and my sons, I said, look, if I get to a point in life I'm so weak that I can't eat, don't you worry about me starving to death. Amen. I've done reached a point that I'd no longer be hungry. Amen. So I'd hope that encouraged you today. But the Bible said that afterwards he hungered. And so the devil knows when to attack us and how and what to use on you and I. But I want to tell you today that Jesus, brother, he came victorious, amen, over these temptations. I'm so thankful that we have someone to look to today. As we read in the scripture, the Bible said, seeing then that we have a great high priest that has passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our faith, for we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities. Notice this, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. Thank God. Amen. Be overcoming, and greater is he that's within you than he that's within the world. And if you'll be led by the Spirit of the Lord, you'll be faithful. There'll come a time that God will give you his power. Amen. Brother, and I'll tell you, Jesus is teaching us that lesson, I believe, in this passage. And through that is his Spirit, as I think oftentimes over there, you know, not everything's mentioned about the miracles and the great works that Jesus did. As we read over in the book of John, I don't want to misquote it to you, but old John, after he got through there, and he said, there are also many other things which Jesus did, the which, if they should be written, everyone, I suppose, that even the world itself could not contain the books that should be written. Amen. But we've got enough to go on. Amen. We got enough of the stories that are written and recorded about Jesus' life. But I'm glad that this story is included in the Holy Word of God to encourage me, amen, and encourage you as his people to go on when God leads you, amen. To go on. To go on in spite of the circumstances. As with Moses, he's talking to God that you had delivered this people, and he hadn't at that time. And it only got worse. You know, the taskmasters was commanded of Pharaoh to no longer even give the people there a straw to make that their brick, and they had to go out and get that as well. Amen. And they made the burden harder on them. Amen. But that'd be just like a church. I think about a dear pastor went on to be with the Lord, and he told about he took a church one time, Brother Olin, and the attendance began to drop off, and it began to get lower, and it got lower and got lower. It got down to they wasn't but 11 in Sunday school, and he told his people that were there, he said, you just trust God, and you see what God does. God's in this, and you just believe in him and follow him. And it wasn't wrong down the road that he is running over 100 in Sunday school, but God had to do a work. Amen. We don't understand these things. We don't want people to leave. We want people to be there. And naturally speaking, people think, boy, that preacher's making a mess of things. But brother, sometimes it's like those, I think their church churches today, it's sad to say, amen, that could go farther, but there's those that's holding them back. I'm telling you, if your preacher's following the Lord and he's led by the Spirit of the Lord, you follow him and God will bless you, amen. Amen. We need more folks doing that today. Amen. But I tell you, it's amazing to me how political churches have got, even in that of electing them a pastor. It seems like we've got away from the days where men got on their knees before God and they prayed, oh God, we need us a preacher, and we pray that you'll send us your man, that we might follow him, that you might bless us. Amen. Rather, they're inquiring and they're wanting to know about this and wanting to know about that. But brother, if you follow God, I'll promise you he'll bless you. You'll be strengthened. Amen. Man, and I read over in 2 Timothy chapter 1 about verse 7 where the Bible said, but God has not given us the spirit of fear but of power. Amen. We're talking about power today. Power and love and of a sound mind. Amen. And in his time you'll gain ground. The devil would have you believe you're losing ground. Amen. But if God has led you, you go back to that time that the Holy Spirit has told you, and you stay with it. Amen. God will bless you. We'll see here that he passed every test. And I say that word plural as in es to teus. Amen. Because he was tried, he was tempted. Amen. But he overcame every one of them. And there again, this is so little information that we have concerning that of just 3.5 years of his earthly ministry. Amen. There was not a day wasted. There's not a day that to what he was doing his Father's will. Amen. But we see here that the devil came along and began to question our Savior and said, if thou be the Son of God. He wants to get people in doubt today. If he can get you doubting what you're doing, you won't do nothing or you'll quit what you was doing. Amen. But brother, I want to tell you today, if you got the voice to sing, me and that dear little wife of mine, we sing up the house, Brother Donald. Amen. We have better meetings, I believe, with me and her. Sometimes I do in the churches I go in. Amen. I'm just telling you today, brother, Jesus said, where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I'll be in the midst also. Why don't you sing? Brother Sammy Moore out in front of folks, if I could, I would. I promise you, if I had that voice to sing, as some do, they'd never have to call on me twice to get in the choir. They'd never have to call on me twice to sing a special. If I know that God would give me the voice to sing with, I just pray that he'd let me sing in the Spirit. I wish I could. I told my wife a long time, I said, if I could sing like some folks would, many a time in preaching, I think about a song and I so much want to sing it, but I can't. I don't have that calling, but I love it. And I love to hear people that can sing. And more than that, people that sing in the Spirit of the Lord when they do sing. Amen. But the devil said to our Lord, said, if thou be the Son of God, command this stone that it be made bread. But I'm glad Jesus stayed with the Word of God. I'm glad that's eternal. Though heaven and earth shall pass away, he said, my Word shall abide forever. And he said, it is written that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every Word of God. This is so important today. We need not take the Word of God lightly. Amen. And so, brother, he stayed with the Bible rather than somebody questioning him. Amen. And people today, if you'll just stay with the Bible, though you and I don't understand it all, if we'll believe it all and go by what he says, I promise you, he'll bless you. And so the devil take him up now to a high mountain, showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. Boy, this is where a lot of people have went astray. I mean, so many people today are settling for something that's just temporal when God wants to give you something that's eternal. Amen. I'm glad that he didn't trade eternity for something that is so temporal. And then so the Bible said here, the devil said unto our Lord, said, all this power will I give thee, and the glory of them, for it is delivered unto me. And whomsoever I will, I give it. He didn't begin to rebuke him about you don't have that kind of power or anything. But the devil goes on to say, if thou will therefore worship me, all shall be thine. But he just answers what that's addressed to him. He said, get thee behind me, Satan. I want to tell you, that's the battle won right there, when you tell the devil to get behind you. Amen. Don't take him before you. The Bible said, shun the appearance of evil. And I'm telling you today, if you'll do that, God will bless you just to make some effort. Amen. God will bless you for it. Just to make some effort. It's amazing how much power people can gain by simply making some effort to do what's right. And he said, get thee behind me, Satan, for it is written that thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shall thou serve. I'm going to stay with God, he was saying. Amen. I want to tell you, if you'll stay, there's people today that's more interested in what somebody else said rather than what God said. But as we read on, the Bible tells us there that the devil brought him to Jerusalem there and set him on the pinnacle of the temple and said, if thou be the Son of God, can cast thyself down from hence, for it is written. Now, he used some scripture, and there's people today that's fallen. People that's using scripture. Amen. They're taking the same Bible that we take, Brother Jeff, and they're going by what man says is the interpretation of it. But I'm telling you, if it's contrary to the Word of God, if it's taken out of its proper context, you better mark that individual and stay away from them. Amen. And so the devil, he used the scripture and said, he shall give charge. And notice this, he uses out of Psalms 95 or 91, I believe, he says, he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee. And in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou should dash thy foot against a stone. I want to tell you, you know, God give us a mind to use. But with our mind, the Bible said, in all thy ways acknowledge him and he shall direct thy paths. And so it's our responsibility to do what we know to do. But I'm glad that God is greater and can do things we can't do. But Jesus simply answers him there and said, it is said, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Brother, he took the scripture out of its proper context and misused it. And brother, I want to tell you, there's people doing that today and building churches, if you could call them such a thing. Amen. Because of what somebody took the word of God to say, and it don't say what they said it says. And I want to tell you, you better think about if they're using that scripture in its proper context. Amen. And so he said, it is said, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. And the Bible said when the devil had ended all the temptation, now I read over to you where he is in all points tempted. This was 40 days of temptation. It was this and is that and the other. And that we're given a little bit of what went on in that 40 days. But the Bible said, and when the devil had ended all the temptation, he departed from him for a season. Don't you be misled by the adversary because he's not bothering you. You rest assured if you're doing God's will, he'll come back around. He's the prince of the power of the air. And I believe sometimes he quit bothering folks sometime to make them feel as though they've reached a place in their life that they're not capable of falling or stumbling. And brother, he's used that against them. He's just departed for a season. He'll be back around. Jesus taught us this way. He said, watch and pray. Brother, we're to pray, but we're to be watchful. That's the reason the people of biblical time built their watchtowers where they could see the enemy afar off. You don't let the devil get close to you, amen. You're watchful that he's coming and he's coming and what he's got with him to use against you. Because if you don't, if you're not real careful, you'll stumble. Amen. But and I could stumble. So God help us today. But as we begin to read, we find on where I read to you in verse 14, the Bible said Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee. He returned in the power because he overcame the things that he needed to overcome. And I want to tell you, you'll gain ground with the Lord if you'll follow God. I can promise you, if you'll just follow him and be led of his Spirit, the power will come. Amen. Sometimes folks just feel as though they're not doing anything of any great value, and the devil would have them to believe, what's the sense in it? What's the purpose of it? But I'm simply telling you, it's like old Joseph went over there and he suffered for some 13 years, but it was in that of God's divine plan, amen, to get him to be over second under that of Pharaoh, there to take care of the children of Israel. Many others had lost their lives, and sometimes the suffering that you and I go through oftentimes is not to our benefit, but oftentimes for the benefit of others, amen. And that's there's a blessing in that. If you'll just be faithful, amen. Let me encourage you today that God is with us, amen. We're living in the last days. The scripture talks about in the last days they'd not endure sound doctrine, but they'd heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. And there they are. It's like a brother I talked to of late, and it sat in my heart to hear him say what he said. And he teaches in Bible classes, and he was talking about the classes they were having. We was going over some things. And he said, you know, a lot of the young converts, they're wanting to hear revelation. I'm not saying that's what they need to hear, but that's what they want to hear. And I thought, how sad it is, Brother Glenn, that's what people are doing today. Even good Christian people, sincere people, they're taking and giving the people what they want to hear. When I would say we ought to take the four gospels and teach eschatology out of that to the young converts, to teach them what Jesus said about that of his second coming. And so when they get over there in the book of the Revelation, we can tell them that's very symbolic and very figurative. And it's often used in a manner that the carnal man does not understand, because the spiritual things are foolishness unto the natural man, because they're spiritually discerned. And so the only way we can understand some of these things of the Word of God, I'll say the most part of the Word of God, I know there's some genealogy there, I know there's some history there, I know there's some things recorded there that we can see, but there's so much of it, amen, that as the writer said, are dark sayings, amen. And it takes the light of the Lord to reveal them. I'll never believe. It's amazing to me to ride around these churches and see their banners. And they're all portraying of that that's yet to come. And they're all portraying as, oh, Jesus will come again riding a horse. I'm here to inform you, amen, that he's coming in the clouds. That's what the Bible said. He's coming as they sung a while ago. We'll see him just as they did. We'll see him in like manner, amen. And I'm telling you today, a lot of these fellas is getting ready. I know men that's never rode horses before, and now they're look like got them some horses, yeah. And they're trying to learn. And I believe my mind, they'd never convince me of anything different. They're wanting to learn how. They're looking for that day that they'll run around. But I'll tell you one thing. If I believe I was going to be in a war one day after a while and I had my choice, I had a horse for 8 years. I know what it is to ride them. I know that you got to saddle them right and you got to tighten their belly strap. And some of them boys don't know that. They'll find out when they fall from that nonsense. Amen. I'm telling you, brother, if I believe such teaching as that, I'll be honest with you. I'd ask the Lord to give me a Hummer and it air conditioned in case it was hot. You hear what I'm saying? When common sense, the golden rule of interpretation, I share it everywhere I go. The golden rule of interpretation is this. When common sense makes sense, seeks no other sense, for everything thereafter becomes nonsense. They talk about in the book of the Revelation, there'd come a time that a man would seek death and cannot find it. Now, I've said it for years. You've heard me preach it. You that set up under me. Don't you never believe that they can't kill this flesh? Jesus said, fear not man that is able to destroy the body, but rather fear God who is able to destroy both body and soul in hell. You listen to me today. Don't you never think you'll be like Superman and you can jump over tall buildings. Don't you never ever think you can stand in front of a train and not be killed. Don't you never think you can take a 357 to your temple and not blow your brains out on the other side. That's nonsense, amen. You listen to me. That tells me there'd be a time where the warfare, you know, he's the prince. The devil is the prince of the power of the air, and he's working in that of people's minds, and they're doing things that you'd never think a human being could do to themselves and do to that of others. Amen. And there's those that want out of it, and they feel like if they'd take their life, they could be out of it. But little do they find there's a side of them that's not going to die. Amen. Then they face God and stand before him. So today, Jesus passed every test. You know, I'm so proud. I don't know. I don't watch a lot of TV. Me and my wife was talking, if we don't get that little box, we just got rabbit ears. That's back in the Stone Ages, ain't it? And that's how much we watch it. But we watch some of the Olympics. And old Michael Phelps, I've never been so proud of a fellow in my life. And he got all those 8 medals and all, and I thought, what an athlete he was. But I want to tell you, I love to see competition in many areas of life. Now I love to see people give it all and win. And you know, there's jobs today that people have to overcome tests physically, and they have to overcome tests mentally. But I want to tell you, Jesus passed every test. And he was led by the Spirit, and he come back in the power of God. And I'm telling you, you just follow the Lord and whatever God bids you to do, and you'll come back with some power in your life. Amen. I promise you, God will bless you today. Amen. If you stood before the Lord, do you have that spirit of power and of love and of sound mind that he gave us? If you don't have that, you have to be saved to have that. He'll give that to you. And I want to know if you're just a Christian and you're not where you ought to be and you're struggling in some areas of your life, don't be disheartened because things are not going well. I mentioned to you the scripture there about that of Moses, and I mentioned to you about Joseph there, and many men in the Bible, they suffered some things, even following the Lord. But I'll tell you one thing, they come out stronger when they done what God told them to do. Amen. You'll come out stronger. It'll be hard sometimes. But I'll tell you, if you'll just be faithful, the Lord will bless you. That's our message today. While we stand, the song leader comes around. Pastor comes around today. I wonder if the Lord is not leading you in a direction and maybe things haven't went well for you. You're beginning to question now what is it God's doing and why is things happening like they are. You just be faithful and follow him. You know, you that know me, I'm involved in a work. Now I run across a preacher I hadn't seen in a long time, and I shared him the plans of a work that I'm involved in. And he asked me this question after I showed him all this. Instead of him saying, "Brother Sammy, I want to be praying for you. I hope God will bless you real well. If there's anything I can do to help you, let me know." I mean, any kind of comment of encouragement, nothing like that. But you know what he said to me? He looked at me and he said, "What are you going to do if the Lord comes before you get through?" You know what I told him that quick? I looked him in the face and I said, "Well, the Lord's going to find me working." He smiled. I said, "Is that not what we're supposed to do?" They come out with a song years ago, "Lord, don't let me leave an unfinished task." And that's my desire. But if he comes today, or I get killed today, or if the world goes on and I don't get finished what I'm working on, at least I'd like for him to know that I'm working while I'm living. And I'm doing what I can and what I feel like he'd have me to do. You just be faithful to the Lord. That's the message. I had that on my heart. I felt like it was for this service and this time to encourage you as God's people that you be faithful and do what God wants you to do. You may have some battles in it, but you be faithful in it. I tell you, anybody that enjoys anything, really, really enjoys it, they didn't come by it easy for the most part. They come by it with some struggles. But I'm just grateful that he said he'd never leave us and he'd never forsake us. I want to read. They got their song ready, I know. But I didn't read this verse to you. I want to read this to you. It was down there where the Bible said, "For we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but in all points was tempted like as we are, yet without sin." But I want to read this next verse, verse 16 of chapter 4 of Hebrews. It says, "Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need." Amen. Isn't that good to know that he'll help us in our time of need? If you're singing a special, you go ahead, sister.